Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, super duper welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. And for those of you that are thinking Alive with the Deal and Savitri, nope, we have a little switcheroony we played. We did a little switcheroony for the spring. They are Tuesdays at 11, and I am back to Monday at 11, Benny, following Kerry O'Connor. Bam.
It's a good thing off a weekend. Start the week off right.
I know, but you're always like so chipper on a Monday, too. By the time you get to Friday, you're like me. You're like a little gnarly.
Hey, no. Secrets don't be telling those.
Yeah, don't be telling them. We got a great show for everybody. Happy day after Easter to you, Benny.
Thank you. You too.
Did you have a good time with the boys?
We did a little bit, and then unfortunately I had softball games all day yesterday. I didn't make the schedule
wait a minute,
up.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
If you had them all day, that means you won.
12-6. No, it wasn't a tournament, but we won the first, and then we ended up losing the other two. But
so
we had a great day.
All day, whether you win or not?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the beginning of the league.
Oh,
tournaments
that's right.
Yeah.
I remember the softball days. I got a few trophies.
You should bring them in. Why not? Okay, take a picture and then send it to me.
You know what? Here's what happened to the trophies. Dr. Alex has to help me with this because I still have probably post-traumatic stress disorder from this. So here's what happened. You know how you collect like a gazillion trophies when you're in sports? Because I was a table tennis player.
Champion, New Jersey state champ.
I was a softball player and I was a softball coach. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of trophies.
Yeah.
So guess what? Linda was helping me clean out my trophies once. So what she did is she threw the trophies away and kept the little stickers on them that said what you won.
What?
I hope she's listening. I hope I got this right. Yeah. Where you because you don't have enough room.
Yeah.
So you save the little
sticker. The little placard thing. Yeah.
Cheesy. Right.
It's just on one like piece of paper or something like that, right?
Right. This is why I need Dr. Alex Lloyd.
Should make a chain of them.
Oh, I should make
just
a chain.
Like, have like, her put all the plaques on just one chain.
That would be so hip hop. To have
yes,
a big,
that'd be so hip hop.
That'd be so hip hop.
Because that's what the kids are saying these days.
You got a big old chain, and then you got all your like. That'd be so narcissistic is what that would really be. Hey, everybody. How do you figure out in 60 seconds, Benny, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to time myself.
I'm telling you. How do you figure out in 60 seconds what you really want? The keys to success. Dr. Alex Lloyd of the Healing Codes. How do you figure out in 60 seconds?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
It can't be a guy answer either. I could tell by the grin. No, we're not even going there.
From ear to ear.
I know. Stop. The Healing Codes. Thank you, Dr. Alex Lloyd, for joining us here today. It's a number one best-selling author of The Healing Code, but more importantly, this program is a program that is one of the most sought-after programs to make sure you get at the things that are ailing you. But today, we're taking on something big. Now, I have to tell you, this has been a number one best-selling book in over close to 15 categories. It is internationally known. People are practicing, learning how to use the Healing Codes all over the world. If you've seen it in USA Today, then you've seen it in Time Magazine. You've seen it other places because this is the real deal. 143 countries and counting. But today, Dr. Alex is taking on 60 seconds to figure out what you want. Dr. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Dr. Pat, but I have to ask you, what does it can't be a guy answer mean?
You have to explain it, Betty.
No, I'm not. I don't want to go there on this one. No. Do I have to?
You have to explain. I'm not answering
later.
I'm not touching that question. I'm not touching that.
It's an inside joke.
Yeah, I guess it is, because you know what? You guys know exactly what we're talking about here.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Look, so what's on your T-shirt, dude?
Oh, that's just a
Could you read on the T-shirt?
It's just a college reference.
Yeah. Dr. Alex, look it. Even if that's true, whatever Benny was thinking, he deserves to have what he wants. And he deserves to have it, right? Figure it out in 60 seconds, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, let me ask you a question. Now that you got me going, do men figure things out faster than women?
Well, I think it depends on what it is, and I hate labels and generalizations.
I do too.
For instance, I mean, you can have things, okay, it usually happens this way, but for instance, my wife and I are reversed. I mean, I'm the one that cries at Hallmark commercials, and she rolls her eyes.
You're so sensitive. We could tell that. You're such a sensitive guy.
Well, you know, it maybe in general, you know, but if we're talking about those generalities, I would say women tend to figure out the more important things faster.
It's
about relationship.
Yeah.
And what really matters as far as love and joy and peace and stuff like that. I mean, that's the really important stuff, and I find women tend to be better at that.
Well, you know, part of this is also for any of us to figure out what we really want. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, here it is, right? I did not figure out, okay, true confessions. Are we ready, Dr. Alex? I want to hear this from your point of view, too. I did not figure out that I would, I didn't wake up one day like Benny did. He went to school to do what he does, right? He went to school to be the, you know, the producer, get all these radio shows
done. To talk to lots of people. That's what I get to do.
I did not do that. I actually went to school for something completely different and transposed a phone number. That's how I got to be on radio and do what I love, right? But I would have never figured it out. So I am so curious on why it's important to figure out what we want. And it isn't just about our life purpose. You know, I have to tell you, Dr. Alex, I spent an hour with someone this weekend trying to pick a damn movie. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? Because you're just like, oh, what do you want to go? What do you want to do? Well, no, what do you want to do? Well, no, what do you want to do? No, what do you want? No, what? An hour. Never went to the movie. So can you help me with this?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me set this up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, the success industry is absolutely monstrous. If you don't know about it, it is. And probably the top-selling book of all time in this area is Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And it was so interesting to me, Dr. Pat, that, you know, after I don't know how many millions of dollars he made on that, and, you know, if you go on Amazon, it's one of the top-reviewed books of all time and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then 20 years later, Dr. Covey comes out with The 8th Habit.
Yes, that's right.
And I just, my respect for Dr. Covey absolutely went through the stratosphere, because here's what he said. He said, you know, in spite of all the money and everything, and in spite of, you know, the principles in the book being good, for 20 years, we have had people consistently say, I've done all 7 of these and I'm still failing. What's the deal? And the 8th habit is Dr. Covey, first of all, admitting that. How many would have ever admitted that? And then secondly, saying, the reason for this is because there was something missing, and I'm calling it the 8th habit. And it's really the first one, because if you don't get this right,
that's right,
never be successful no matter what.
That's right.
And so most people never are able to achieve the success that they're capable of, and you might even go farther and say meant to achieve. And I think one of the main reasons for that is that they don't know what they really want. And if you don't know what you really want, let me just tell you, because I work in this field, you're not typically going to get it.
Mm.
If you don't know what that is, and if you don't believe me, Listen to this, all right? In this monstrous world of success, and it is, it's gigantic, there is a 97, and this is according to industry insiders. This is not me saying it.
Right.
There's a 97% failure rate.
Hmm.
And this is people paying hundreds to thousands to tens of thousands of dollars to go through these programs, whether business or in the self-help world or whatever. And among people that do that, 97% of them fail. And I want to go even farther than that, Dr. Pat. I believe that in the high 90s of the success experts and teachers, that they're actually teaching people to fail.
Oh, wow.
And when you get it right, when you have the right tools and you know what success is for you,
yeah,
you have the right tools to change that. In my experience, success is virtually guaranteed, but very few people ever find that right combination. So I wanted to share probably the biggest piece of that with your listeners today, which is how to figure out what you really want more than anything else.
You know, this is such a timely conversation because, this is really interesting for me. Because this is really, I'm at a crossroads with my own career and a few other things and some of the things we're doing with the show. So isn't it interesting that, you showing up with this conversation? Let's take a short break, Dr. Alex. When we come back, we'll get into this full esteem ahead. But here's what I've discovered over time, and Benny has been my witness to this. Almost everyone I interviewed has talked about the failure and the adversities that they had to overcome before any success was even possible. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini Yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Are you living your life with grace and ease? How about creating a gratitude time just for yourself each day, using the magnificent power of gratitude combined with your time may enhance the quality of your life tremendously. The essence of gratitude vibrates at a very high frequency, and by taking time bathing in gratitude each day, you will transform your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, and your results like magic. By writing your 5 gratitudes a day in your journal, you open yourself up to new possibilities to live your life to the fullest. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your gratitude journal and bungee bookmark infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Everybody, welcome back. Hey, for more information about my very special guest, Dr. Alex Lloyd, I want to make sure all of you out there have the website. Go to DrAlexHealingCodes.com. You're going to find lots of information about his program, which is phenomenal. It will help you through so many things, just about everything that probably is coming up for you in your life. It's been phenomenal in helping me. Today, he's taken on success, and I'm so glad to hear that he's doing this. Because we have so many people in the world right now that are looking for that magic around success. How do I become successful? And, you know, we have somebody right in our own backyard, you know, the founder of Starbucks, who's actually back at Starbucks. But, you know, he came out and he said pretty much small businesses are so important in this country. And yet at the same time, for those of us that own a small business, we also know what it's like to venture out into the small business world, what it's like to fail, and what it's like to succeed, and what we learn from each. But today, how do you figure out in 60 seconds what you really want, not what somebody wants you to have? You know, this has really been up for me today, Dr. Alex. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, really Dr. Pat. It's always so great to be here.
Yeah. This is really up for me because there are so many things other people want me to do.
Right.
Right? Really, there is. You know, if you work with anybody that, you know, is in the PR field or takes a look at what we've done on the show, it's the number one show, first of all. Had no intention for it to be a number one show.
Right.
It didn't even understand that that was even important to anybody. And it's actually not for us. What's important to us is that we are providing great content to our listeners and our listeners are happy. But, you know, there's all of this stuff that becomes important to people. Number best-selling author, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I think it gets confusing as to what do we really want or what do we think the world wants or what do other people want? What do other people want for us? And so I hope you can help all of us, and especially me right now, with this.
Okay. Well, I'll try. So if you're listening to this, I'd get a pencil and a piece of paper, because once I teach this to you, you don't have to send them back to me for the rest of your life. You can help people figure out what they want most, including your family and friends and all that. So you want to write this down.
Yeah, or you want to make sure that you get the archive of this show. And download it in a couple of days and listen to it over and over again.
Yeah, that's even better.
All right.
So here's how it starts. And I developed this. You won't read this anywhere else.
Right.
It starts with a simple question, which is, what do you want right now more than anything else? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But don't answer that yet.
Okay.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to whoever's listening. Although you can answer too. But there's a couple of ways you've got to filter that before you answer. Number one, you have to be completely honest. This can change your life for the rest of your life very quickly, but only if you answer honestly. If you don't answer honestly, it won't work right. And if it doesn't work right, it won't help you become successful. So here's how I'm going to help you answer right, okay? Growing up, I loved the story of Aladdin and his magic lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to imagine that right now Aladdin's genie is standing in front of you. Now, you can decide whether that's Robin Williams and he's cracking jokes everywhere or not. But now, honest engine, pretend for real that Aladdin's genie is standing right in front of you and says this to you: I will grant you one wish. It can be almost anything you want. You can't wish for more wishes. You can't wish for someone else to love you. You know, stuff like that that would take away their free will.
Right.
Almost anything else you can wish for. $10 million, for a health problem to go away, for a relationship to improve, you know, that sort of thing. Almost anything like that you can wish, and it will happen. No one will ever know that you got it from a wish. As far as they know, it will just happen organically and naturally, okay? You can only have one wish in your entire life, and you have to tell me what you wish for in 10 seconds or you lose the wish. So if you're listening to this live or by the archive, I'm going to give you 10 seconds, just like the genie, and I want you to write down on your piece of paper what you would honestly, truthfully, actually wish for as soon as that 10 seconds is over. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
All right.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time's up. What do you wish for? You got a wish or you lose it. What do you wish? Okay, write that down.
All right.
Okay, now, here's the deal, guys. I'm gonna explain this to you in just a second, but here's the kind of the underlying foundation of this. There are physical laws of nature, and everybody knows that. And if you violate the physical laws of nature, you pay a price, okay? You can tell me all day long that you do not believe in gravity, and I'll say, yeah, that's nice. But when you go up on top of a building and jump off, I'll promise you one thing, halfway down you'll believe in gravity, okay?
Yeah.
And then there will be a price to pay for violating that law. Even if it's not death, it may be broken bones and bruises and stuff like that. Okay, what most people don't realize is that there are spiritual laws of nature. And you cannot violate those and get away with it any more than violating the physical laws and jumping off the roof thinking that you're going to magically fly and not pay a price. When you violate the spiritual laws of nature, you pay a price too. The reason that 97% of success programs don't work is two things. Number one, they don't have a tool that can fix the underlying physical true source. We do. And number two, they are by nature violating the spiritual laws of nature in that success program. 99% of every success type program you will ever see works like this. Decide what you want, which is some external thing in the future somewhere.
Okay.
Develop a plan to get there, and then by discipline and willpower, put the plan into action. Right?
Right.
Is that basically true?
That's what I've heard most of my life.
Okay. All right. That is absolutely teaching you to fail, and even more than that, it's locking you into a cycle, a vicious cycle, that most people, once they're in it, never get out of it. All right? Dr. Bruce Lipton from Stanford Medical School says that the reason that people can't be successful in their life, and this is based on original research he did at Stanford, is because they're basing it on willpower. Okay? And he said the odds that if you're not successful today, that you can become that way through willpower. The odds of that happening are about 1,000,000 to 1.
Yeah, wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because the mechanisms of your unsubconscious mind, which are operating if you're not successful now, it means you have what I call a human hard drive virus. It's like a computer virus, except it's blocking your success.
Mm-hmm.
That will override your willpower virtually 100% of the time. So when I ask you the question of what do you want right now more than anything else, I tricked you. Okay, now I'm sorry. I'm apologizing for that. Please forgive me. But if I didn't state it that way, you would have given a different answer. The answer you gave is really telling me what the number one goal of your life is. But if I'd asked it that way, you would have given a different answer.
Right.
Most likely.
Right.
Okay. So when I ask, what do you want right now more than anything else? I've been asking people this question more than any other question for over 20 years. One person at a time, hundreds at a time, thousands at a time, where they would collate the answers backstage and bring me the results out on stage. And Dr. Pat, based on my experience, 99%+ of the time, people give the wrong answer to this question. The last time I did it, there were 1,600 people there, and 6 people gave the right answer. And the reason it's the wrong answer is because it not only, you will not only be able, you will not only fail because of that answer, but you will get locked into that vicious cycle.
Can I tell you what my answer is, or would that be kind of weird?
Want to.
So I'm so curious. I mean, I know you're going to share what the right answer is, but
I am.
What's interesting is what came up was what I should have said. Now, I don't know how many people do that, right? What I should have said, you know, the should, what we hear in life, what we should hear.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. What came up for me, probably because I spent Friday in the emergency ward, was I want to be blissed out in every aspect of my life.
You want to be what?
Blissed out. Like blissed out. Right. Not on oxycodone, okay?
Yeah.
Which I also had the experience of. But I want to be blissed out in every, and I mean every aspect of my life. Even some aspects that I probably don't even know about yet.
Yeah, I would say that's a very good answer, and you are probably in the 1%. And here's how it works.
Is that a right answer, or do I have to do a do-over?
I would say that's probably a right answer. You can decide for yourself in a second.
All right,
when you hear the rest.
I'm going to hold off. I'm going to let you go through the rest of this.
Okay.
Because I have to tell you, I'm so tired of do-overs in my life right now.
Right.
So I want to get this right. All of us want to get this right today.
Okay. Well, here's the rest of it, and tell me when we need to go to a break.
We're going to skip the break.
Okay. All right. 99% of people answer that question with an external circumstance. Money, health, fame, achievement, things like that.
Yeah.
All right? 99% of people answer that way. According to Dr. Dan Gilbert at Harvard University, original research they did on the campus at Harvard, and I greatly encourage you to Google him and to read this data. He also wrote a best-selling book called Stumbling on Happiness that's based on that data from Harvard. But the conclusion of their research, and this is a direct quote, these are his words, not mine, is this: external expectations are a happiness killer. Now, if you look at what he's talking about and the actual details of the research, what he's talking about are external expectations of something in the future are a happiness killer. And here's how it works. If the number one goal of your life is an external circumstance, like money, the two we hear the most are money and health.
Well, honestly, those two have been in the forefront for me for a really long time. But I'll be really honest with you. That what would Dr. Phil say? He'd say, how's that working for you? Well, it wasn't working for me.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. I don't know why it was not working for me, but you're going to tell us here in a minute.
Well, here's why.
Yeah.
Here's why. If the number one goal is an external circumstance, there's one of two possibilities as far as the result. Number one is the ladder leaning against the wrong building sensation. Is this all there is?
Right.
Okay. The second possibility is woohoo for an hour, a day, a week, a month, at the outside a few months, and then you are right back to the next thing in your life that's not the way you wanted it, and in that vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Please hear this if you're listening, and this is based on research at the best schools in the world. The one thing that is not in the realm of possibility, if the number one goal in your life is an external circumstance, is that you will achieve it, and the result of you achieving it will be happiness, contentment, fulfillment, peace, etc., long term. Mm. It is not possible. It can't happen. It's not possible. Now, the reason that's so interesting is that the reason people answer 99% of them with an external circumstance is they believe that's exactly what will happen.
Right.
I achieve that, I will be happy, fulfilled, content, long term. It can't work that way. Let me give you the other questions.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
There's three questions, and you can use these with friends and family for the rest of your life. Number one, what do you want right now more than anything else? Number two, if you get number one, what does that do for you? What does that change positively in your life?
Okay. That's a goodie.
That's number two. Number three, if you get number one and two, how do you feel? Now, here's where the magic starts.
Okay.
What I want to suggest to all of you listening today, and again, this is based on the research, Harvard, Stanford, etc., is that what you really want most in your life is not an external circumstance, which is how 99%+ of people answer that question. It is how you answered question number three. It is an inward state, love, joy, peace, etc. Southern Methodist University did a study to see if there was a common thread in what people want. And so people came in and they started out by asking them, what do you want, just like we have today. And the conclusion of their study was there is a common thread. It's more than a common thread. Everybody wants the same thing. Only incredibly, almost nobody knows what they really want, and it's love, joy, and peace.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So if that's true, then how come 99% of people answer the question with an external circumstance rather than an inward state? Here's the reason.
All right.
They believe that to get number three, love, joy, peace, etc., they have to achieve number one, the external circumstance. In other words, they believe that number one will purchase for them number three.
It's true.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is one of the biggest and most effective lies on the planet. Number one, if it's an external circumstance for you, cannot purchase number three. It does not have the power to create the inward state. The inward state, number three, has the power to create number one, the external circumstance.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we've gotten it reversed. Here's the rest of this.
Okay.
On the other hand, if the number one goal of your life is not an external circumstance, but an inward state, love, joy, peace, etc., freedom, courage, whatever, if that's the number one goal of your life, you will almost always achieve it, usually in a short period of time. No one can block you from that. No circumstance can block you from that. And once you've achieved it, no one can take it away from you. That's what Viktor Frankl discovered in the Holocaust, in the prison camps. He says he exercised the last of human freedoms, which is what we're talking about today. He got out of the prison camps, wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning, and founded Logotherapy, which is about what we're talking about today, to help people all over the world. But it's spiritually based, not external circumstance based, okay? So you can achieve it. It usually happens quickly. Nobody can take it away because no circumstances have to change. No bone or blood or tissue has to change. All that has to change is an internal energy pattern in your memory banks and programming, which can change very easily with the right tool. All right? And here's the one that's really magic, and I mean it is magic. If the number one goal of your life is an external circumstance, you usually will not ever achieve it. And if you do, you will still never get the inward state.
Yeah, that's been my story.
That's right, because you just keep trying new things.
Right.
Oh, maybe this will make me feel peace. Maybe this will make me feel loved. Maybe this will, and for 40 years, you just try more and more things, and some of them deliver for a short period of time, but then you're back to that emptiness. On the other hand, if the number one goal in your life is the internal state, you almost always get it, and the external circumstance as a natural, automatic, usually almost effortless bonus. Why? Because you have gotten into harmony with the spiritual laws of nature.
Mm.
And I'm not talking religion. I run from religion. But you're no longer trying to jump off the roof and deny gravity. You're working in harmony with the way that we work, okay? And so when you do that, Dr. Pat, you almost can't prevent success.
Right.
And
right.
So I've seen people who've tried 20, 30 different success programs, spent probably over $100,000,
right,
and were still as frustrated. Well, they're more frustrated than day one. And they did the healing codes to heal these success issues, and their income increased by 15 times in a short period of time. They become a millionaire almost overnight. And that's not the point, okay? That's not the point. The point is the internal issues, the inward state, the spiritual issues. But when you get that right, it every single time, 100% of the time, produces the external circumstance that you could never produce it before, because you were trying to do it without the power. You were vacuuming your rug without the vacuum being plugged into the wall. So when you get plugged into the power, which is the internal state, then the results come every single time. And so I've never seen anybody use this process for success and have it not work as compared to a 97% failure rate in the success industry.
Well, you know, one of the things I want to ask you about, and, you know, this is so important. This is so perfect for today because, you know, I've often thought about, you know, for myself, Dr. Alex, I often thought about, and I had this, epiphany, when was it? Friday, right? When I was sitting there and I was trying to think to myself, oh my gosh, you know, one more thing that I, you know, and this is kind of, Dr. Alex, you're going to love this, little faulty thinking here. One more thing that had to happen with my health. What is the lesson? And
right.
I think you just gave me the lesson. You know, the lesson is this ability to trust
right.
that inner state will be the vehicle that truly gets us everything that we desire in life. It is that trust. It's a leap of faith to go there, Dr. Alex, I must tell you.
You're exactly right.
But that is what Stephen Covey said. That is what Don Miguel said.
Yeah, let me get back to that. The Eighth Habit, 20 years after the original, Stephen Covey, great man of integrity, says, yeah, it's not been working. In spite of umpteen millions of dollars I've made from this, it doesn't work because the most important thing is missing. The Eighth Habit is basically whatever you do, you've got to do from the heart. Because if you don't, it won't work, no matter what it is. And you probably will not even find what you should be doing if you're not doing it from the heart.
Mm.
And if you read the fine print, he's talking about what we're talking about today.
Right.
Well, in the success programs that I've seen, and before we released any of this, we looked at everyone we could find. They don't care about that. What they teach you and what they care about is, you know, the Secret's a good example, okay? I was filmed for The Secret, but they left me on the editing floor because I talked about this stuff too much. but The Secret is ask, believe, receive. And if you watch it, so much of what they're talking about is houses and cars and boats and millions of dollars and all that sort of thing. So focus on that. Fixate on that. Think about it 24/7, dream about it, you know, wallow in it, etc. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is a great recipe for failure and stress, because here's what Dr. Gilbert found that's the linchpin to this whole thing. This is the guy who did the research at Harvard.
Yeah.
The reason that external expectations are a happiness killer is because from the instant that your number one goal is an external circumstance, it puts you into an immediate chronic state of stress until you either get it or
exactly.
don't get it.
Absolutely.
And so the instant you say, okay, ask, believe, receive, the $10 million is on the way to me right now, you have instantly put yourself into chronic stress.
That's why I canceled my Match.com subscription. I figured out this is stressing me out.
That's right.
This is freaking absurd.
That's right.
Oh,
and on the other hand,
yeah.
If the number one goal is the inward state of love, joy, and peace, you have just turned your stress off because you've given up the result. So now you're doing the same thing maybe, but you're doing it in love, joy, peace, no stress. Well, what stress does, it suppresses your immune system. It makes you sick, tired, dumbed down, energy drained, and creates failure.
Yeah.
All right? No,
I will tell you, what canceling that Match.com thing, that was the greatest de-stressor that I have ever had. And no, I have not thought about it, not 1 minute until just now.
Right.
Yeah.
So for 99%+ of people,
wow.
The thing they want is creating failure in them, literally, because that's what they want. But they don't really know that that's not what they really want. What they really want is something entirely different, but they don't think they can have it without the external to purchase it.
Well, help us make the leap here, please. Help us make the leap, because this is a huge psychological shift for people.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
and a lot
this
of people
is
have
right
to...
up there with believing that you are not going to get a pension, okay?
Yeah, and
this
a lot of
right
people have
there.
To think about this for months before it finally they finally have the light come on.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, though, what you're saying is so important. You know, I think for many of us, you know, me in particular, I have tried it all the other ways you've mentioned. I really have. You know, I'm one of those people that bought those success packages, right?
Right.
You know, tried to find my way, went back to school, Dr. Alex, for a degree that I thought I should get to do the
right.
work that I thought I should do. And then, you know what, when I graduated and then finished my research and then I didn't go down that field, everybody around me thought I was out of my mind. They thought
right.
I was absolutely out, that I lost my marbles.
Right.
You know, why would you go to school, work so hard, you know, develop a reputation for a particular area of expertise and then walk away from, you know, six-digit salary.
Right.
Why would you do that? So that you could do what? Buy airtime and do this thing called radio?
Right.
I don't know. I still don't have a logical answer. I know, though it was it's a heartfelt direction.
Well, that's an interesting thing because I believe that you were probably following the path you were supposed to when you create that inward state of love, joy, and peace.
Mm-hmm.
You will be guided along the perfect path for you. Now, it may not be the straightest path from point A to point B.
Yeah, no, it hasn't.
But it will be the perfect path for you, and very often it's a path you would not have found if you were focused on the external circumstances.
Well, that's why, as my best friend Linda, who's also the producer, you know Linda, that's why she would say to me for those years from 2001 to 2003, she would say to me, "You're floundering."
Uh-huh.
You're floundering.
Right.
Right. So for 3 years, I would say, "No, I just can't figure it out." But isn't
right.
that what you just said?
That's right.
Figure it out. I couldn't figure out what I really wanted.
Because you were. It's almost like trying to see a particular thing in the forest when you're in the wrong forest. I mean, there's no way you're going to see it.
Right.
You've got to get to the right forest first, and then you've got to go down the path a ways. And then you'll see it. And then as soon as you see
right.
it, you'll know. It'll feel right. Oh, yeah, this is what I've been looking. But as long as you're in the forest
right.
of external circumstance expectations, you will never find it.
You know, this is so interesting. When I first went to Hawaii, I have a ton of friends there in Hawaii. So my first trip to Hawaii, we went out on a hike, right? So the little joke was, for me, watch out for the snakes. Okay, you're laughing because you know this, right? But if you don't know when they say watch out for the snakes and you're walking along these paths in Hawaii, right?
Right.
And it's like I spend a lot of time in the desert, so you have to watch where you walk in the desert, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got to wear steel-toed shoes. But in Hawaii, when they're, you know, watch out. There are no snakes in Hawaii.
Right, right.
But I will tell you how many times I told them that I thought I saw one.
Yeah.
So we have to break the illusion.
That's right.
Because that's what most of us are used to living.
You're exactly right. It is an illusion, and it's the illusion, and it seems so logical.
Oh, yeah.
That, okay, this is what I want. I want $1 million, or I want to be successful, so I should focus on being successful. But here's the problem. That is more 0 to age 6 thinking. That is totally linear, left brain, A to B, whatever. Well, that is our stimulus response, pain pleasure mechanism that's tied to our survival instinct. Once we get to the age where we can reason, we're supposed to grow out of that a little bit and say, you know what, I'm not just going to live by pain pleasure stimulus response anymore. I'm going to graduate to the higher law.
Mm-hmm.
But many people never do that. They just continue to live in that stimulus response,
mm-hmm.
circumstantial, externals, and they never find what they're looking for.
Well, you know what, Dr. Alex? I mean, I don't really say this that often, but I want to hear it from you. And also, I want people to know how they can get, sign up for the Healing Codes program. I don't know if this is true, but my experience has been that I had to lose everything, literally be stripped away for me to get it. I am not recommending that for people. That is not a path. And I mean literally everything in my life that I thought was important. My health, my relationship, money, you go down the list, right?
That's very common. That's the, you got to hit bottom before you can come back up.
No.
But the reason you have to hit bottom is because you're in the wrong forest. You're living in that external expectation world. And so I want to say from the top of the mountain today, you do not have to hit bottom.
Right.
You can from where you are right now, start living by these principles. Use the healing codes to deprogram and reprogram to kind of get rid of that like your own little computer virus. I call it a human hard drive virus. But you get rid of that, and then you overlay this blueprint that we also provide you what we're talking about today to get in harmony with these spiritual principles and start living from the inward state, which is the power source that produces the external results. And let me tell you, typically, things start to change very quickly.
Well, let's give out the website. If you guys out there want to check out the Healing Codes program, go to DrAlexHealingCodes.com. Amazing program. And you're right, Dr. Alex. You don't have to do this. I mean, I didn't know you didn't have to do this, you know, to get to this point. And I do not recommend it. You know, we have not been put here to go through suffering and pain at the level that I think most of us have chosen to do it. Thank you, Dr. Alex, for joining us here today. What's your personal message?
Well, the takeaway is really the three questions. Go through those three questions.
Yeah.
Start living by number three instead of number one.
But it's a great exercise, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, initially, you know what my first answer was?
What?
I wanted that dang $600 million lottery ticket. That's what I wanted, Dr. Alex.
That's right. And you know what? When you think about that, it feels good thinking about that.
Yeah.
But the problem is it would not get you what you think it would.
Yeah, no, I know it. Thank you. Dr. Alex Lloyd, everyone, go to the website, DrAlexHealingCodes.com. Hey, we'll see you next time on the show.
Yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini Yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Are you living your life with grace and ease? How about creating a gratitude time just for yourself? each day using the magnificent power of gratitude combined with your time may enhance the quality of your life tremendously. The essence of gratitude vibrates at a very high frequency, and by taking time bathing in gratitude each day, you will transform your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, and your results like magic. By writing your 5 gratitudes a day in your journal, you open yourself up to new possibilities to live your life to the fullest. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your gratitude journal and bungee bookmark infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.